from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Egypt's government said Tuesday that it's enhancing security in airports over the possibility that a Russian plane departing a Sinai resort was brought down by a bomb October 31st. In a written statement, the ministry said that taking into consideration all possible causes behind the plane crash, including the possibility that it was targeted by a terrorist attack, Egyptian authorities have enhanced security measures at all airports. The statement came after Russia announced Tuesday that a bomb brought down the plane, killing all 224 people on board. This is Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's vowing to find and punish whoever is responsible and called on the country's partners to help identify the culprits. He adds that the murder of our people in the Sinai is one of the bloodiest by the number of victims of such crimes. It will stay with us forever. The Rwandan Senate has endorsed constitutional amendments that would allow President Paul Kagame to stay in office for another two decades. The vote Tuesday in the Senate was unanimous. The proposed changes will be put to a national referendum where they're expected to win easy approval. The 58-year-old Kagame has ruled Rwanda since his army ended the 1994 genocide and ousted Hutu extremists from power. A Kenyan official says a suspected Islamic extremist grabbed a rifle from an officer and attempted to shoot his way to freedom from a military camp where he was being held in Garissa in eastern Kenya. The Garissa County coordinator said Tuesday that the suspect snatched a rifle from one of the officers and then tried to escape. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday that the Islamic State group will feel pressure in the coming weeks as the United States, France, and other allies increase their efforts against the militants. He spoke in Paris after meeting with French President François Hollande and discussed different ways in which their governments can be more effective in battling the Islamic State. VOA correspondent Lisa Bryant is in Paris and tells us more about what's being done inside and outside of the country in response to the attacks.
French police have carried out dozens of more raids, arrested more than 100 people. Well, I should say some of these are house arrests. Others have actually been arrested around the country. And then sort of more internationally, France launched a second series of strikes against the Islamic State group in its stronghold, Syrian stronghold of Raqqa. So at the same time, there's also been a big security ramp up. The government now says that about 115,000, possibly more, police, gendarmes, and military are mobilized across the country.
And that is Lisa Bryant reporting from Paris. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan, meanwhile, Tuesday called for a pause in a White House program to settle Syrian refugees in the United States, citing security fears in the wake of the Paris attacks. The Republican speaker joined half of U.S. state governors in urging President Barack Obama to suspend the scheme, calling for a full review of the vetting process to ensure that jihadists do not slip into the country among the refugees. This latest call comes as the U.N. Refugee Agency is criticizing governments that are demanding refugee resettlement programs be curbed after the discovery that one of the Paris attackers slipped into Europe and the wave of Syrian migrants escaping the country's war. U.S. President Barack Obama pledged Tuesday to help Asia-Pacific allies boost their maritime security as part of talks with the leaders in the Philippine capital of Manila.
My visit here underscores our shared commitment to the security of the waters of this region and to the freedom of navigation.
The White House announced a package of up to $259 million in new aid over the course of 2 years. It includes $79 million for the Philippines. Israel has outlawed an Islamist group it accuses of playing a key role in instigating violence related to a Jerusalem holy site that sparked weeks of Palestinian unrest. The government announced Tuesday that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's security cabinet approved the widely expected measure. Security forces later closed 17 organizations associated with the Islamic movement in Israel. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.